Now, we were thinking a little while ago that wireless activities, the window for same, was going to be fairly soon, because that which happens usually right before it appeared to be going on out on the practice field. However, we have since learned that this is not the case, but we have dispatched our wireless reporter.
Lead reporter.
Yes, our lead reporter.
Thank you.
Who's covering this story for us today, mm-hmm. just as he did the police chase earlier in the day, Cobra Davidson, down to the field to observe and report.
Now, the practice is still going on, and I have never seen such jack wagonry. And for 2.5 hours, they've been going at it just like this.
Yes.
In their shorts, in their jerseys, in their baseball hats, in their Kevin Ogletree is down here laughing on the field, just playing grab ass. This is just a fun day.
Is this what we want out of a Super Bowl contender?
Mickey Spagnuolo just touched me in a very inappropriate manner, and I will turn you in to the proper authorities, Mickey. Yeah, so it's an odd one. It's an odd practice. But I'll tell you what, if I was a fan over there watching it from the sideline, like so many are, mm-hmm. I'd rather watch this. Because you can
Why?
See their faces and...
Yeah, but you want competition, don't you? Don't
No.
you want those passing drills where, you know, guys run out and try to catch passes and stuff, and you can cheer for guys and whatnot?
No, this is more fun. It's more California.
This doesn't look fun to me.
This is laid back, man. This is good times. Now let's go talk to your American twin, Brad.
Who's that?
Brad Sham.
He's my American twin?
I think so. Hey, Brad. Really quick, we're on the air, so don't do your typical line of cursing. But happy birthday.
Should I do an atypical line of cursing then?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Belatedly, thank you.
We missed it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, Reiner and I have already exchanged belated happy birthday greetings.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you do anything special for your birthday? Now, do you know who's officially older? You guys were born on the exact same day.
Do you know?
Yeah, you're the same day.
And so is Paul Pasqualoni.
Really?
The exact same day. I don't know. What time was Mike born?
9 a.m. At night.
Oh, nine at night.
Oh, no, I'm older.
Really?
Yeah, like 2 in the morning, something like that.
I don't know.
My mother's number, you could call her.
That's okay. It's all right. So what'd you do to celebrate?
Low-key. This year, very low-key. Little sushi.
60 years old, though.
61.
Opiates.
Oh. Mike's 60.
No. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, then that explains it.
Boy, this ruins the party. How'd you guys think for all these years that you were the same age?
I don't know.
You know what? Mike was lying to his age. Lying about his age.
I was 60 a year ago. 61 this year, very low-key.
What'd you do for your 60th?
Well, it was training camp, but I actually, some family threw me a surprise party for lunch in Dallas before I drove back to San Antonio.
Boring!
Just a lunch date, that's it?
There are priorities.
Okay, but then at night, when you rolled into San Antonio, that's when the fun started, right?
I would never say. Because I'm cursing atypically today.
Yes, you are. All right, Brad. Well, normally we get to catch up with you on your birthday, and I'm sorry we missed it. So have a good one out here, and have a safe travel down to San Diego.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you hitting the bus, or how are you getting there?
I believe I'll be on the train.
Oh, the train. Nice.
Looking forward to
it. You get your own little compartment and stuff, or is it a seat?
I'll let you know. I may be serving drinks. I'm not sure.
Do you have to sit next to Babe the whole time?
No, Babe won't sit with me. Babe won't sit with me. Babe won't go to dinner with me. Babe won't talk to me except for during a game.
He's too cool.
Look how high-toned Laufenberg is over there with his shades.
First time
he's the only guy on the sideline wearing sunglasses.
The first time I ever saw Babe Laufenberg, he was playing for the San Diego Chargers in the 1988 preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw 3 touchdown passes in the fourth quarter to bring the Chargers back. And I love hearing him tell the story because in the midst of that fourth quarter, Tom Landry brought Randy White and Everson Walls and Ed Jones back into the game.
Really?
Really.
Did they go after him?
Yeah, it didn't matter to the Bambino. He stood in there and slung them darts.
Still,
is that his finest pro football moment? Certainly.
Yeah, what's his finest pro football moment that he's told you? Is that it?
Oh, that had to be it, yeah.
It was his only football moment.
All right, Brad. You be good. We'll talk to you soon.
That's going to be like
Brad
trying new restaurants.
The venerable Brad Sham, 1 year older than you now.
Yes, the great Brad Sham. All this time I thought we were the same age.
God, get your ducks in a row I go out there and embarrass myself.
I'm sorry. That's really jarring.
There's a roll of toilet paper out here. You want to talk to it?
Look at that. Somebody's doing cartwheels.
Martellus Bennett. I'm telling you, this is an amazing practice.
What a grab-ass event this has been.
Yes, he just took a bow.
He did a cartwheel and a bow.
So is that all you have?
Wait. Shut up. Let me go back over here to the media.
Yeah, is there other media around there? Talk to
okay. Babe Laufenberger.
Todd. We can talk to Todd anytime.
Boring!
Frails.
All right, talk to him.
Galloway. Would he come on with us?
I don't know. Try.
Hey, Randy.
No, let's see.
God, he hates us so bad.
Sarah, the girl that we talked to in San Antonio.
All right, talk to her.
Who regaled us so.
All right, talk to her.
Well, let's see what she's doing tonight. Hey, Sarah. What are you doing? Are you going to the party tonight?
I am. Well, only if you're going to be there.
I'll be there, sweetheart. Don't you worry about that.
So we get to toast?
Finally. Our first official toast.
We can actually get to know each other better?
I think so.
Oh,
you're not going,
treat.
Queen.
Looking forward to it.
See? I know. Now, you live down there, so are you going to be showing everybody what to do and where to go after the media thing's over with?
It depends on who's staying around. I mean, do people usually stay around after that media thing?
Some do.
Bunny people.
Call them
party.
Alcoholics, though.
Would you fall into that category?
Absolutely. A functioning alcoholic,
though. Wait, are you taking the shuttle? Because you wouldn't be able to stay down there after if you're taking the shuttle, right?
Yeah, but I just kind
of
crash wherever I can.
Oh, no, one of those. Ask if you can stay with her. Ask if you can stay with her.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where the night goes for you.
Ask her if you can stay with her.
Are you offering up your place for me? Do you have a couch?
It depends on how our little getting to know each other better session goes.
It'll go very well.
Will you love me tonight?
A little overconfident.
Promise you'll make her spaghetti.
Will you love me tonight?
Here's my promise to you, that at 2 a.m. I will cook you spaghetti.
Well, I don't have any groceries, so that might be impossible.
I always bring a load of spaghetti with me.
Oh, is that how you get the girls?
Yes, that's how I romance
them. Will
you love
me tonight?
I entice them with Italian food.
Okay, now, are you... Do you live actually in L.A. proper, like right there?
Queef.
Where are you?
Well, yeah, it's called Sherman Oaks, but it's just north of the Hollywood Hills, so really, Sky Bar takes like 15, 20 minutes to get there.
When's the last time
you farted? That sounds good for me.
For you? Okay, that's all that matters.
Will you love me tonight?
When
was the last time you got laid?
Okay, well, we'll take your car down there together then. We'll get this thing started early.
Well, why don't I just meet you there and then see how the night goes?
Okay, all right.
Will you love me tonight?
Any other questions, guys?
Yes, we're asking you all of them.
Okay, well, no other questions.
Would you like to be in a porno sometime?
Yes, do you like trying new restaurants?
See you tonight.
Do you like trying new restaurants? Do you like only the best food?
Why is it just with her I get pelted with that? Always with her, where I can't even think straight.
We were giving you good questions.
I know, really were.
Yeah.
Will you love me tonight?
Go, will you love me tonight?
Well,
go,
you know,
go. Keep it going. Well.
Just ask her after, you know, if things go well enough for me to crash on your couch and you like my spaghetti, what are the chances of you loving me tonight?
That's a fair question.
Yes, you just got to know how to get to it. You're terrible with the ladies.
I'm not as suave as you guys.
Come on, Corby.
I need lessons.
Golly.
In the art of...
Where's the snake?
Of love. Where's the snake?
Yeah, the snake would have...
Shut up.
The snake would have been all over that question
right.
Once upon a time, but now look at him.
I conducted a very fine interview, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's re-rack, because I think they are getting ready to finish here, so if we need to take a break, let's do it.
Do it.
All right. Here is this hour's commercial sponsorship message. It's 6:07 on the ticket. All right. Let's see if we can raise the Cobra once again down from the Cowboys practice field here at Oxford.
Yeah.
Cobra. Cobra.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
The
I'm
man
here.
Wanted to know, are you there?
Yes.
He's very forceful. You hear that? He's very forceful about it.
We didn't even talk about the Mel Gibson wreck this week. He crashed his Maserati on the PCH.
This week?
Yeah, or... I think it may have been Monday, but it was no big deal. He just crashed and spoke to the cops, but nothing really. They said he behaved. He didn't blame the crash on the Jews or something like that. So,
I wonder how many people have died on the PCH.
Man, okay. When we were driving on it last night, even though we were on a pretty straight stretch, didn't it seem weird at night?
Yes. It seems kind of eerie. And when you get on, you know, other stretches of it where the road winds around a little bit, like up north of here.
Yeah.
Like, or actually south of here, like between here and Malibu and Santa Monica and all that.
Yeah.
And you think about how this must have been like in the 60s when roads weren't real well defined and, you know, the area was not real well developed or anything, you know? I just wonder how many people have died on that road.
Oh, God.
Because if you're not, I mean, even now, if you're not watching what you're doing, you know, if you got something else going on that's occupying you a little bit too much, like booze or such.
Right. Texting.
Yeah.
If
you're trying to drext,
wink,
you know, or sext or anything like that.
Or blext.
Or blext.
What's that?
Texting black people.
Then, you know, that it can mess you up. I mean, it can really, some of those curves can really catch you off guard.
That's what happens when I text Donovan. I blext.
Yeah, me too.
If you're
we
from
do it
the,
all the time.
Yeah, if you're from the hood, you know these things, Corby.
Yeah, well, I'm not, unfortunately.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, here they come walking towards me. Seems to be a mishmash of larger black gentlemen. Some I'm familiar with, some I am not.
Well, who's your target going to be?
Well, let's see if DeMarcus Ware will say anything to us.
Look at how black he is.
Who looks like he's up for a good talking to?
Hey, DeMarcus, who's in charge of the music in the weight room?
Tashore Choice and Marion Barber.
Why do they get that?
Because they have the iPod and the boombox system.
Okay, so we heard Sam Cooke being played. Yeah, oh, you're doing this interview right now. Is Sam Cooke like on the list?
Yeah, it is on the Cooke. Change Gonna Come. That's the main one.
Bring it on home to me
every day.
Bring it on home to me.
You getting sick of it?
No, I'm not. Gets me going.
All right, man. He's doing an interview with. Oh, here's Marion right here.
All right, see if he'll do anything.
He just shook his head to a guy who said, "I ain't talking." Where's Tayshard?
Now, where is Tayshard?
Why don't Marion be talking?
He never talks.
Dude, Marion.
The whole time he's been here.
He's got it down right where you set a precedence early.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
The only time he's ever done anything the whole time he's been here is when he was out at Ticket Stock that one year.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's the only time that anybody's ever gotten anything out of him.
We're trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip with him.
He only talks when the NFL finds him.
I'm sorry, what?
Shut up. Do your job.
I am doing my job. I'm looking for human beings to talk to. But man, Tashar, did he take off? Son of it all.
There's some guys over here on the other field. Maybe he's over there.
Oh. Maybe he is. Sorry for the grunt.
I think he's number 23.
But I don't see him over there either. Unless
no.
He's way beyond the tent.
He looks like, this over here looks like, might not make the teamville.
Well, Creighton's
Creighton.
Over there.
There's
he's going to make
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, there's Patrick Creighton. Okay. And
I think he's okay.
Dusty Springfield, or whatever the third string quarterback's name is over there.
It's not Dusty Springfield.
Whatever that guy's name is, he'll never play in this league.
See if you can find Stephen McGee.
That's who I was talking about.
Well, he'll play in this league.
All right. Well,
he's a good Aggie.
Let me go walk over here and find Stephen McGee.
Yeah, let's talk to him about the spirit of Aggie
Steve.
Land.
I'm going to ask him if the spirit of Aggie Land is flowing through him right now. He's actually, I can't tell if he's working out with these guys. Or not.
All right, well, then turn around and go talk to the guys behind you there. I mean, good God.
Would you quit ordering me around?
You don't know. I'm trying to help you, Corby.
Yeah, Corby.
You would know what help is.
Ooh.
Okay, now I'm on an active field.
Yes, you are on an active field. Is anybody telling you to get off the field?
No, I might actually put on a jersey and just start working out. I'm with Manuel Johnson, Patrick Creighton, and Stephen McGee. Yeah.
Just ask him. Say, hey, are you guys working or can we talk?
Patrick, are y'all just chilling out or can we talk?
We're getting ready to. Stephen McGee is getting ready to lose a bet.
What's the bet? What'd you bet Stephen McGee?
From the 30 right here.
Yeah.
Over those trees.
Here we go.
He's trying to throw the football 30 yards over the trees?
All right. Now we got something.
Okay, how much money's involved?
Here we go.
No money.
Just a bet?
Yeah, good bet. We got push-ups on it. On command.
How much money? Really?
I can throw a football over the mountain.
Well, He's kind of an Aggie dork, so I'm sure he did a lot of push-ups as a freshman.
Right.
All right, let's go over here and talk to Steven.
Yeah, we did a little pre-show on this.
Steven, real quick, before you perform this incredible stunt, what prompted you to think you could throw the ball essentially what is 80 yards?
I'm not the one throwing. Patrick Creighton, he has absolute cannon.
Oh, Patrick's throwing it?
Yes, he has absolute cannon, so we're going to...
You're throwing? Yeah. You're crazy. You can't throw it that high.
He has
that...
some of it, too?
Yeah.
Some of the bit?
Yeah.
Push-ups on command.
Oh, God.
How long are you going to be out here?
How many can
I'm
going to
be out here for the next 35 minutes or so.
No, I'm talking about you going to be here next week?
No, man. I'm not. This is my last day.
Is your last day?
Yeah. What's on command? You got to walk up and just...
Well, we could be somewhere. Just give me two.
Hold on. Let me say something real fast.
PC.
I'm trying to see what I want.
The left hash. If you go over an inch, it's no
right,
good.
They're about to execute a bet here for those just joining us.
30-yard throw, and I'm telling you, these trees over the fence. Okay, first off, he's got
to
go.
He has to clear the trees at 50 yards. The trees are about 50 yards, but however high that is, what is it? 50 feet?
It's higher than the goalpost.
50 yards at 50 feet into a breeze.
Are they going to be throwing toward us?
Yeah, it's coming towards you, Mike, if you want to stand up and, and walk over there.
Catch it, Mike.
Yeah, you can go back there and catch
it. Well, I can't. We don't have wireless gear for that. I have to stay tethered.
No. You got to throw from the left. There's no tree right there. You can't take a little cypress or whatever.
Well, whatever. It's going over the trees.
John Kitna.
Wherever it's at, okay?
The left goal.
No. It's got to go over the trees from the 30. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
That's what you said. Over the trees from the 30.
Can he do this, John?
He's Creighton back and
John,
down.
Does he have any chance at this?
No doubt he's going to do it.
You think he will?
No doubt.
Oh, no.
No doubt.
Dude, this is an amazing feat.
So Stephen McGee's the only one that says he can't?
I guess so.
So Patrick Creighton's got a cannon? Who knew?
Yeah, supposedly he's got a crazy arm.
Well, he played quarterback in high school.
Boy, he's making Manny Johnson run down there and catch the ball.
Yeah, that's true. He did.
I did.
Look where he wound up.
We're in eighth grade.
No. He's just warming up.
Oh, okay.
He's getting loose here.
Okay.
He's just stretching it out. Boy, he does have a great arm. He's throwing it right now from the 30, standing on the 30-yard line, just as casual as can be, throwing it through the goalpost to Manny Johnson, who now...
Like it's nothing.
Oh, like it's really nothing. Now,
how big is he?
There's a very stiff breeze.
Corby, how big is Patrick Creighton?
Here he goes. And it's off, and there is no way... Short. It hit the trees. Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
How many chances does he get?
Boy, Manny's got a cannon, too. He's got three chances to do it. Here he goes. He's...
All right, the question here is, did that take everything out of his arm?
He's stepping forward.
He's going to hurt
himself. Staring at the target.
His season's going to end right here.
On a practice bet.
Here he goes. Throw number two. He steps forward and... No.
It is up and no.
Nope. Into the trees. Not make it. It hit the trees once again.
Is he even close, though?
It's actually...
No, not really.
Well, it's actually further than I thought he could throw it. He's probably, and I'm not kidding you, he's probably throwing it 60-something yards into a wind. And it's a fairly substantial wind. I mean, it's a really tough throw.
Excuse me.
Well, not that wind. And push-ups are the bet. Push-ups
yes,
on...
All right. Here he comes again.
Last throw.
It was the last throw.
He's stretching. He's focusing.
Approach. And there it is. And this one is...
It hits the tree.
It hit the backside of the tree.
It hit the tree. No, it hit the tree.
Is he saying it's
hit
over?
The tree. No, he said it went over.
It Stephen hit the backside of the tree. We were watching.
Yeah.
They're calling each other little bitches
right
now. You can hear them in the background.
They're what? They're calling each other little bitches?
Somebody called some. What are you, a little bitch?
Wow. That was actually...
Now that's football.
That's what's been going on all day out here.
Just scratching around.
Yes,
horseplay.
But it lasted forever.
Chicanery.
Wait a minute. Why is McGee doing push-ups?
Push-ups on command.
Tell him that it didn't make it.
I thought you want... Steven... I thought you won the bet.
I thought I won, too.
Is he saying
really
it
hit the tree?
Yeah, is he saying that...
I heard branches break, and everybody said that it didn't break, so whatever.
It hit the tree.
It hit the back of the tree. We saw it.
We're broadcasting right back here and saw the whole thing.
We saw it.
So the broadcaster... Hey! They're saying that it hit tree in the back.
It hit the back of the... Well, that's hit the tree. That's a tree.
Clearly, but I'm the young guy, so they're going to win the bet.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, getting a win.
How many push-ups?
Wow, how many? So it's on command for how long? Like when he walks past you.
100 for Kitten, 50 for PC. On command, whenever he wants.
John, you have to do them all at once?
No, no, no. They just do it whenever. John Kitten is like 300 years old. You should have some sort of sway over this. You could kick his ass.
No, I don't know if he could do 100 push-ups right now. No, it is how it is. I really felt like it hit the tree, though.
It did.
So it did. Go back to the it did.
Yeah, they got the kick. Babe taped it.
We have documentation.
Yeah, I would love to see that so I could show him.
Well, have Babe burn you a nice DVD.
100 push-ups or 150, really. That'd be really nice. I'm going to need it.
All right.
All right, guys.
Okay. Oh. Can you challenge?
There you go.
Was he doing push-ups right now?
No. He was doing them. Mm. And like Creighton said, go down and do 20. So he just did 20, and then he just walked away. Wow.
I'm going to start betting you guys that.
That's a great bet. You just have, it's like you have 100 push-ups in your bet account.
Yeah.
And you just have to, hey, I need 20 right now. Do it.
Yes, you determine how much you get to burn at one time.
Right.
I cannot believe he could throw it that far. The trees were higher than the goalposts and a full 20 yards back of the goalposts. That's amazing.
And he was throwing it from the 30?
Yeah. So he's got the strongest arm on the team.
Wow.
There's no doubt. There is no question about it. Patrick Creighton has the best arm on that team.
Let's talk to some girls. You want to?
What time is it?
6:28.
That's it? That's all the wireless fun for today?
I mean, that was pretty good right there, man. I stumbled into a bet because I walked on illegally onto a field.
It's okay.
I guess. It wasn't bad.
Let's maybe end on a high, or I don't want to go fetch some broad who's like, I don't feel like speaking to you.
All right, 6:29 here on the ticket.